This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you guys on for another episode here for season 6 as we're going to dive deep into this episode with Peter Schroeder. And what a story this guy has. Such an interesting story. And he shares something that I don't want to take away. I'd rather have you hear it in the episode, but he shares something about his journey and the beautiful significance of it. And it's something that I have shared so much on this episode, this podcast, when it comes to living your life, finding your purpose and your soul's purpose, and really leading a life of true fulfillment. Yes, when you lead a life of fulfillment, if you're trying to chase money or try to chase more time and freedom and have travel the world and do all those kind of things, if you follow fulfillment, those come automatic. I'll say that one more time. When you follow fulfillment, those things come automatic. And in his story, he shares it so wonderfully that I'm going to leave that to him in this interview to dive deep. But we only talk about that. We also talk about his telephone company and the difference in consumerism and how we are reacting and the expectations we have with certain businesses now. And I always say this is, if you're in the business world, you're going to want to listen to this stuff. If you're not in the business world, guess what? You still want to listen to it and challenge yourself to see, am I a consumer like that? Do I hold those expectations? And looking at that perspective, because he shares a lot of good wisdom when it comes to that, why we're doing that, why we've seen this shift, what is the new way of having to be, and so much more. So I don't want to take any more thunder away from this interview and from Peter. But here is my wonderful interview with Peter Schroeder. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you on. I love your story. I love your journey. I can't wait for you to share it with the community and here at the Mindful Experiment. And thanks for just taking time to join us, man. I'm excited. So let's get into it. Tell me a little bit about your story, your background. I know the listeners are going to love this. What's your journey to got to where you are today? All the things that led up to that process.
Well, then we got to start back when I was nine. I've done quite a few things. When I was around nine, I became a radio reporter at a national radio show, national radio in Denmark, where I'm from. And then that led to being on TV doing the same thing. Eventually, my voice started changing when I got into teenage years and I couldn't be a kids show reporter anymore. So I went on and started the first basically social media for artists back in 1997 or 8-ish when I was 14 and sold that when I was 18. Then I became a professional DJ, started a band, had a couple of gold and platinum records on that, and then started a record label. Eventually grew my DJ career to where I wasn't fun anymore and burned out. Then while I was burned out and taking a break, I started tinkling with this this project that's now Telcio, which I've been doing for the past 10, 12 years.
I love that. What a journey. And it, what a, it's so awesome. You know, got to go a couple gold labels and so forth and whatnot. Records you said, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And, started a company at 14, sold at 18. That's pretty cool, man. That's, I must say.
Yeah. That was something.
And now you're, you know, so was it always, you know, was it just a smooth road the whole entire way? I know we were talking a little bit about some bumps in the road, and I'd love to just, if you don't mind, sharing a little bit of those for the listeners of that journey.
Yeah, I mean, it's an roller coaster. It's a perpetual roller coaster, I call it, because it never ends. Even after doing this for 10 years, it's still ups and down every single day. But yeah, I've had a lot of things through my time. I'm not one of those good looking kids that plays the guitar and that all the girls like, you know, in school. Like I'm the kid that has to work for it, but I will work for it. And I have a crazy persistence, almost like, wouldn't even call it persistence, almost stubbornness. If someone tells me I can't do something, I'm going to definitely do it. And I would do it better than you thought. So I have that in me, but yeah, I've also always gotten into everything 100%. It probably comes down to I have major ADD, and I didn't find out about that until, I don't know, three, 4 years ago. And I have, so there's no half for me. It always has to be 100%. And that also sometimes doesn't work, right? So I've been evicted, I think, twice from apartments and stuff because I can't pay rent because I've just put everything I have into whatever project I worked on. That has changed a little bit now that I have a wife and kids. Of course, you grow up, right? But still, it's there's no half. I have to do everything full on.
I love that, and I can relate. I know how that is. It's either I'm either 100% in or nothing at all, and it's just one of those. Yeah. Is that a principle that who did you just develop that, or was that something that was, you know, did you get from a family member or parent? How did that? Where did that develop from?
That's actually a good question. If I was to think about it, I think I have some of that from my mom. She was a very, very smart woman that you know, she was an engineer and also a musician. So have, you know, those two traits from her as well. But I think that probably comes from her. She was always like very neat and everything. Like everything was very perfect. You know, like, even though it wasn't like starting companies or anything like that, it was still, you know, things was done right.
It's funny. You and I have very similar stories. I mean, it was my dad that was like that, where he was meticulous. I mean, about doing things the right way. He was a warehouse worker. He worked at a grocery warehouse, but then he had a side business for laying carpet, and it was very, very physical labor. And it was one of those things where I used to get so annoyed with him. As a kid, I'm like, Dad, why do we have to sweep up the carpet underneath before we put everything down? And it has to be perfect. I mean, it's not like just a quick sweep and, you know, put all the big stuff away and that's it. No, he would scrape, make sure the floor was beautiful. And I'm like, no one's going to see this. Like, you're putting padding and carpet over this. It's not going to interfere with the cushion. But he was always about doing that. And from that process, I appreciate it because as a chiropractor, it's one of those things, like when I do my work, it's like I am meticulous about doing things a certain way and making sure I'm not going to cut corner. I'm not going to do it. It's like I want to make sure I get my patient to this level regardless. Do I have to go to that level? No, I don't. I can go to this level and they'll still get the results. But I'm like, no, I want to make sure I'm doing all that I can. So I always love asking sometimes people that question when they have something they bring up, like you were sharing. It's like, where'd it come from? It had to come from somewhere. Maybe not. Yeah. Some people acquire it. Sometimes it's like, I didn't have it and I wanted to have it and I just did the work to get there.
No, it's a good question. It's interesting because I really appreciate having that today. And at the same time, it's really annoying seeing your competitors, you know, cutting all those corners and making more money than you. and it's just one of those things, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't want to, I just couldn't live with myself to do something half.
I appreciate bringing that up and sharing that, because I get like that too, where I'm just like, I'll look and be like, are you kidding me? That is not the way, or that's, you're saying you do this, but you're not really doing it. And I'm like, you're fooling the public and you're not doing things the way they should be done. And there's a reason why we have systems in place for certain things, like certain processes. Or evaluations, or procedures. And it's one of those things where I hear you, brother. I'm so with you. Even on the, I'm a business coach too, and I see it there. And I'm always just like, because my, again, same thing in the Cairo world I've taken into my business coaching. And I'm always just like, no, I'm going to work with you. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to go full in on things, you know, but it's a great trait to have because in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, but you just don't see it as much. Like you were just bringing that up. You know, a lot of times it's just like, what do I have to do to get the deal? What do I have to do to get here? What do I have to do to get to this point? And instead of being like, well, what about doing it? What's your values that you hold on to, that you hold to be true? And then going from that perspective, going from that level into everything that you do.
Yeah. And I believe that also just brings the next step automatically. For me, I've never had these big goals in life. It's never been, you know, I want to be a billionaire. It's about, you know, the next little step. You know, what's fun right now? What am I working on? And then, you know, what's next? It's okay. Then that little thing can be checked off or whatever. Those things come automatically. And then when you don't have those big goals, you know, you're open to other things as well along your way. And all of a sudden you end up in something completely different. For example, me starting a phone company, right? Like going from being a DJ to having a phone company. That's like very different if you think about that. But to me, it wasn't, because it was just part of that little journey, you know?
And you're sharing something that I talk a lot about, and it's one of the things like you follow, you know, as a kid, you think of a 3-4-year-old, right? And I say this so many times on this podcast, I say this so many times to my clients and people, and I'm like, you want to be like a 3-4-year-old. And that is the reason why is one, that their mind's at the peak imagination, creativity. That's the peak state. And then the other thing is they follow what they love to do. And for you, it's to me, to correct me if I'm wrong, you're living in the present. Right. It's what's the one little thing, right? What's that one little thing? I'm not worried about where. And have you always been that way, or did life kind of teach you that?
I've always been like that. I am like a 3-4-year-old. I just want to have fun with what I do. Everything I work on, it has to be what I like to do. It's never about the money or anything like that. That follows, because if you like what you're doing, then you do a good job, then you'll make money off of it. That's just pretty natural. But it's not about making a lot of money. It's about having fun and enjoying what you do while you're on this planet. And if you go to, actually, it's funny if you mention these things, because if you go to my website, I have a quote there that says, I've never done that before, so I'm sure I'll be good at it. That's by PB Longstocking.
I love that.
You know, it's so good. And that's really how I live my life.
It's a great way to live, my friend, and it shows. And this is where, you know, sometimes people are like, no, you got to stay here, do this, follow this, go that route. And it's just like, now humans, we can be anything we want. We can choose what we want, follow the path we want. I would say follow your joy and you'll find all that you want out of this life and more. So I love it, man. That's great. You brought up something before and I want to bring it up again too. Just so you found out you had ADD. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing work, are you have like 55 different browsers, all tabs open all at the same time, kind of like that?
Not necessarily tabs, but definitely projects at the same time. So things I'm doing, because, oh, then I have to wait for something to load. Oh, then I'll go do this at the same time while that's happening. I have at least 4 or 5 things going on at the same time, always. And I also have three days a week here at our headquarters. Now, most of us are working remotely. But at our headquarters, I have 3 days a week where no one else is at the office. Everyone else is working from home, because otherwise I can't focus. I need that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I only ask because I mean, I was an undiagnosed ADHD guy. when I got into chiropractic school, I was looking back going, oh yeah, that's the poster child of that right there. Makes a lot of sense now. But you know, it's through the work of what I've done, it's amazing what, how you can enhance the beauty of it while also minimizing the negative of it. But yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, multiple tabs. Like if I'm doing a video thing, I'll get it going. All right, 12 minutes. All right, 12 minutes. I'm working over here doing this and here, and yep. I'm going over here. And then my wife will come and say, what are you doing? You got two monitors. You got all these things going on. I'm like, it's all organized. It looks like chaos, that's but it's organized. I love it. Now you have a telephone business. I want to talk a little bit about that because we were chatting a little bit before about, you know, looking at tech and the kind of how consumers have changed a little bit, and this, you know, in the way maybe their demands or expectations. I'd love for you to share a little bit of that, and just we'll dive into there from there.
Yeah. So essentially, we saw this happening like 10 years, 15 years ago.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When we started getting these DoorDash and these different services for food, where you can get all your food delivered from your favorite restaurants whenever you want it, and then during COVID, people started ordering groceries online from the stores and, you know, getting it where they want it, when they want it. And we're seeing the same things in telecom or in communications, essentially, where you know, the thing about having a phone number posted on your website, maybe an email address, and saying you can call us at these hours, that's just a no-go anymore. You have to be available wherever your customers want to talk to you and whenever they want to talk to you at any given time. So whether that being WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or Instagram or Twitter or all these other different ways, emails, calls, and all these things you can do, you have to answer that. And Joe the plumber down around the corner, he can't do that. You know, who can manage that stuff? It's difficult. I actually have an example myself, because I was buying a car like a year ago, 2 years ago, yeah, a year and a half ago. And I was at the dealership test row and all that stuff, and was like, okay, I'm going to go home and think about it overnight. And I sent an email. I actually got this dealer's business card. And I went home and I sent him an email asking something like, what it costs to upgrade to the one with the bigger engine? And, you know, just a couple of questions like that. And there's just crickets. Nothing. Like I heard nothing. So the next afternoon, I was like, okay, I'm done waiting. I went down to the other dealership that's kind of like the same, you know, a competing brand, but the same car, essentially. They had the one I wanted, answered all my questions, and I bought it the same day. And, you know, 2 weeks later, I got an email back from him asking, oh yeah, I missed this email. So the price would be this and this and this. It's like, dude, I already bought a car. You could have answered. And the thing is, and this is funny because I have a phone service, but I didn't want to call him at that point. I had a baby in my arm, and it was easier just to write an email on my phone. So he could have sold the car if he had answered that one. I could have called him if I wanted to, but that was just not what was me at that very moment, right? So because of that, he missed out of a sale of a car. That's a big one. But it's like this for everyone. So this is something that's changing a lot. So, you know, you have to find a way to be available where your customers are.
So is there, so let's say there's business owners listening to this, and it's one of those things where they're like, all right, how do I solve that problem?
Yeah, that's difficult. It's something that we've been working on for a long time, and we have a product coming out soon that's attempting to solve some of it. But it is difficult because you also need to know who it is you're talking to, when they contact you, and you're not in the business necessarily of running a CRM, and maybe you do have a CRM, but you're not in the business of keeping that up to date as your main thing. And believe me, that's what you need to do to solve this. So yeah, we're working on a way, and it's going to be some open source stuff because it's not something that we can just do alone. Securely identifying people based off of whatever contact information you have. So you can say, I have a phone number and an email address, and I can see that these belong to the same person, but I can't see anything else about that person. You want it to be secure. You don't necessarily want to give everyone your home address just because they have your phone number, right? Or your email address. But at the same time, it would be really practical if you moved or got a new phone number that you could update everyone. Let's say all your friends and family and your Amazon and whatever you need to update to keep things running, and that you could just update that information centrally, and it get pushed out to everyone that have subscribed to it, and you're allowed to subscribe to it. Right?
That sounds like that would solve some nice problems there. Yeah, because when I think about it now, like, you know, there's so much with AI and all that fun world, and you know, like, oh, having a chat box and having a this and having a that just to answer, but. Yeah. In the chiropractic world, I'm always like, yeah, but can that AI bot talk like I do? And I mean, we're not there yet, but they are getting better.
It can. And we actually have a product now that can do that. It will scan all your previous conversations, your emails, your support tickets, whatever you have, your internal wikis, documentation, that anything that you essentially allow it to scan, it can scan and learn from that. So it'll learn all the information that you have, you know, historically. And it will also pick up on the way you talk, your wordings and your tone of voice. So yeah, we can definitely do that. That's not a problem. But the issue with that is also, because we have been working a lot on this, is that you have to dumb it down almost so people don't get weirded out by it. We made one that sounds so good. It sounds very realistic. We put in like ums and ers and all these things to make it sound very, very real. That people got weirded out by it because they didn't know that it was a chatbot, and when they kind of picked up that it was, then they was like, oh, that's uncomfortable. So we actually had to make it sound more buttish when it comes to that.
That's interesting, because I mean, it's one of the things where that's the thing with AI now, right? You just can't tell. Which I mean, I even feel like, you know, in the health world of what they're going to be doing in the next year to 2 years, I think the way it's moving so fast, it's like you're going to be talking to someone who's like the AI doctor representation of it, and you won't even know that it's they're going to have to for certain purposes. But they're saying that what they're testing right now that I've been seeing, it's like it's scary good. Like it's better than what doctors would respond. They even done a study to see how doctors would give advice. Yeah. I don't know if you knew this or seen this or not, but it's like they used AI and they used medical doctors, and they looked at who would do better in that whole thing. And the AI, I think, was like 30%, 40% better than what the doctors were doing.
It makes sense because, you know, you have a computer that can now analyze so much data historically, right? It can literally read all the books about a subject in no time and then use that as your reference. So, of course, it can do really smart things. And, you know, it can look at a picture and tell that person has cancer just by comparing that picture of people that have cancer and people that are not have cancer, and you know, analyze it and say well, this picture looks more like the ones that have cancer than the ones that don't. So yeah, and it's a good thing, right? It's not necessarily going to replace everyone right away, but everyone's going to do different things than they do today, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you look at it. But that going back to the consumerism then thing, so mm-hmm. it's like we're just. Are we getting to the point where we just demand that people are going to be available at all time, no matter what? Is it all industries, or is it specific base only, like in the car industry, kind of like what your experience story you were sharing? How's it looking?
It's everyone. Think about it yourself. Like you when you look something up or you need to talk to someone, where do you go, and how do you prefer talking to people? Is it phone calls everywhere? Like when you talk to your friends, is that how you prefer writing with them or texting with them, or is that a regular text, or do you use some kind of messenger app, right? So it's everywhere, and the problem about that is really that, like, Joe the plumber down the corner is not in the industry of running those things. He's in the industry of plumbing, at least for the next few years, and that's really a challenge, because if you don't do this, someone else will be good at doing this and or have some tools for them that can do this, and they'll take your business.
Yeah, I can I can say that one thing we learned, you know, we're told all the time too, like in just different arenas, when you talk to marketing people or business in this essence of in coaching, or especially in coaching, but because I think it's more in coaching than like in a chiropractic, they expect, you know, not a response to the next day, usually, for not always, but for the, I mean, nowadays with chat, I think as chiropractors are more archaic in our ways, we're not mm-hmm. like always at the top of the notch when it comes to technology, but one of the things
is, if you are.
Huh?
Like imagine if you are, right?
Yeah.
You could probably win some business from your competitors who are archaic.
No, yeah, of course. And going back to, you know, looking at that, not the chiropractics. I lost my train of thought here for a second, but
sorry about that.
No, you're fine, man. And not the chiro side, but just looking at like I forgot where I was going with that. It was something about instant looking, utilizing and responding quicker, but anywho, yeah, I'm going blank. So it's not coming back. It's gone. It's in the ether. But no, I see that in a sense, because even for like me, when you're talking about like, how do you talk to friends and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I do text messaging. I don't call, but I've always been that way. Right. I just don't like being on a phone. It's just, just don't, unless I have to.
Weird thing. I'm not either. I don't like being on the phone either. I don't run a freaking phone service.
I hear you on that one. It's just like, you know, I run a few podcasts and people go, so you must listen to a lot of podcasts. I go, not really. They're like, what? I'm like, I listen to books. I don't listen to podcasts much. I'm like, wait a minute. You're in the podcast industry. You have three podcasts. You got one that, and you don't listen to podcasts. I said, maybe 6 to 10 a year if I'm lucky. And they're like, seriously? I'm like, what? I just don't like listening to podcasts that much. It's just not, I like doing them. Yeah. I like being a guest on them. But I don't like, you know, it's kind of like baseball. I love playing baseball when I was growing up. Do I like watching games, though? Not really on the TV. I don't really enjoy it much. But I love playing in the game, though. Love it. You can give me all day long. But to go watch it on the TV, I'm like, what's the point? Just tell me who wins. And that's unless it's the playoffs or something. But yeah, I digress. And I think that instant, you know, thing is I think it's just going to continue to come. So solutions in that is you have to have a product like yours that you have coming out, which can do all that, and make it a chat box and make it where that you have it doing things for you while you're sleeping. Any other tips for people, business owners who are listening and going, man, I want to, you know, what are other things I can do than not have that problem? So that way I am being at the forefront as much as possible.
Well, I think at least starting to look at what your customers are doing, like who are your customers and where do they communicate first, and at least go be there to begin. So that varies obviously depending on whatever target that you have, and at least sign up for that and make sure that you actually look at it. There are ways you can monitor, let's say Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp in one place. Facebook has that option. So at least try to pick some low-hanging fruits and then see what your competitors are doing. Are they doing this, or is there something that you could be doing here that they're not doing yet that you could be winning some business? Because, I mean, that's what we do in our business with in terms of getting new customers. For us, it's all about SEO. That's the only way we've been able to get business, because our competitors are so big and we can't afford to compete against them on advertising. So we have to find other ways. So we had to go out and look, okay, what is it that they're not doing that we could be in? For example, that's video right now that we're investing a lot in, because that's where SEO is going, right? So look at your competitors and see what they're up to, and see if there's something that's trending in the market in general, and see if you can find something that they're not doing.
I love that. Brother, I could talk to you more about tech. I could talk to you more about your journey and all that fun stuff. But before we go, how can people learn more about your company, what you're doing, follow you, and all that stuff? I know you're doing video, all that stuff. How do they follow you?
Yeah. Well, so go to telzio.com, T-E-L-Z as in zebra, I-O.com. There's a free trial and it's fun to play with. So really, go sign up for that. if you need some phone service for your business, it's all a B2B product. And if you want to get in touch with me, petersroeder.com. There's all my contact information, all my social media there. And really, go in and send an email. Have you thought about this? How many personal emails do you get? Like, it's all sales pitches and automated emails from your vendors, but there's no like personal emails that say, hey, what's up? I love getting that.
Isn't that weird, right? I mean, once in a while I'll get one and I'm like, oh, cool. This person actually is having a conversation here. All right, cool. Yeah. instead of me just deleting and deleting and deleting and deleting and unsubscribing. So I hear you. Much.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Well, I appreciate the work you're doing and solving some of those problems as people want more instant access to things. And I could see that movement happening more and more. I'm like, now I remember my thought. It was in the coaching where I was saying, if you don't respond as quick and get to them as fast as possible, then you're going to lose them instantly pretty quick to someone else, which is so true because I've seen it so many times in the coaching room. So, well, thanks for being on. I appreciate you taking the time, brother. And we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.